I'm Dan Klefstad. Every Illinois Republican in Congress says President Trump should not let former Governor Rod Blagojevich out of prison early. Tony Arnold has more.
This week, Trump once again mused aloud to reporters about releasing Blagojevich early. He said he thinks other politicians have said worse things on the phone than Blagojevich did, except for himself. Trump says he doesn't talk like Blagojevich did. In a joint statement, the five Illinois Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives write that it's important to take a strong stand against pay-to-play politics. The statement goes on to say that if Trump commuted Blagojevich's 14-year prison sentence, it would set a dangerous precedent that goes against the trust voters place in elected officials. I'm Tony Arnold.
Illinois lawmakers held a hearing yesterday on the issue of families giving up guardianship of their children in order to appear to qualify for need-based financial aid. Lawmakers repeatedly questioned university and state officials about whether they believe the parents in these situations committed a crime. State Representative LaShawn Ford pressed Eric Zarnico, head of the Illinois Student Assistance Commission.
In your opinion, did the parents commit any illegal act?
So that would really be a question for the Attorney General. We're not law enforcement.
Lawmakers plan to hold additional hearings with the Attorney General. Citing federal privacy laws, the University of Illinois refused to tell lawmakers how many families they suspected of misusing guardianship status or how much financial aid they received. The USDA declared an agriculture disaster in all 102 Illinois counties, citing historic flooding across the state. The declaration will allow farmers who experienced extreme delays in planting to access federal funds to aid their recovery efforts. Low-interest emergency loans may be used to restore or replace essential property and cover production costs. The loans can also be used to pay essential family living expenses, reorganize the family farming operation, or refinance certain non-real estate operating debts. Illinois Department of Agriculture Director John Sullivan says the declaration is recognition of the extreme weather conditions farmers faced. Illinois saw one of the wettest springs in state history this year, resulting in delays in getting the corn and soybean crops planted. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Southern Illinois Immigrant Rights Project is urging local representatives to condemn white supremacy rhetoric, policies, and trends. WSIU's Benji Jeffords reports on a message the group delivered yesterday to Congressman Mike Bost.
Chairperson Becca Tully says their group wants Congressman Bost to make a statement denouncing white supremacy.
That is necessary for the people who are here residing in his district to know that he wants to serve and protect every one of us, no matter what race, religion, creed, or national origin that we are from.
They feel society needs to take action against ideologies that incite violence and improve gun control laws.
What we see in other places that don't experience these mass shootings are differences in gun policies.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
The American Red Cross says nationwide there's less than a 3-day supply of most blood types. That's urging the organization to ask donors to come out to give blood. Tara Lincoln with the Red Cross says one reason for the shortage is that many donors are students and they spend their summers traveling.
20% of our blood supply comes from high school and college students. So when they're out for the summer months, it's just not top of mind. So we really see a big dip in our blood donations.
Today and tomorrow, the Red Cross has more than a half dozen blood drives scheduled in southeast Missouri and in southern Illinois. You can find the list at our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.